Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me here on this special Sunday edition. I really don't talk on Sunday nights, but I have a really busy week coming up. So I'm like, let me go ahead and get this, I want to say out of the way, because I don't want to seem like I'm making an effort because this is fun for me. But let me go ahead and take care of this so I'm not stressed about being on in the middle of the week, because I really do have a really busy week coming up. Not only just the work stuff, you know, next weekend, I'm going to St. Louis Comic Con with the family. So that should be fun. So I should have some tidbits from St. Louis. And I did buy a car. Woo! And I'm sad. I pick it up in the morning. And it's... I don't want to give my car up. Because you ever get attached? I know we get emotionally attached. I say that's a symptom of being a hoarder. When you have sentimental attachment to things. You know, and I'm not one that, I can't say that I am. I'm not, because I am. I get emotionally attached to a lot of stuff, you know, because everything has a memory, and everything that you purchase, you purchase. There's things that you have to purchase because you have to purchase them. Like if you need some new shoes, you have, your shoe, if your foot's running out the bottom of your shoes, you got big holes and stuff, you have to buy new shoes. But some things, you know, you get because you want them, if you wanted them for a long time, and you get a emotional attachment to it. And I have it bad. I mean, I have it really bad. Like, I was cleaning out my car because I had to, I've traded in. And so I'm like, oh, you know, the stuff that I have forgotten about that was in that car, I have stuff in my car that was still in my car from when I packed up and left Atlanta. So I'm like, oh, I didn't even know this was in here. But yet and still, I want to keep it. I'm like, I have pieces, and I kid you not, pieces of the car before the car that I'm driving now. I had pieces of that, and I kept it too. So I'm like, what can I take off my car? this is the psycho part, right? What can I take off my car that I can keep so I will remember my vehicle that's been through thick and thin with me? You know, and so I'm looking, I'm trying to take stuff off, and I'm like, this is just silly. This is just silly, David. So you just need to go on and give it up. But I'm going to be sad in the morning, because I got to pick it up, you know, as soon as the dealership opens tomorrow. And I want to pick it up, and I don't know. I'm torn, and I'm like, okay, I ain't signed the papers yet. I haven't signed on the dotted line just yet. So, but then I know if I don't do it, my car is at the risk of just completely falling apart at this point. You know, this is still a good car, but, you know, it is time. But, you know, I'm like, because, you know, I've been talking about it. I've been talking about, I need to get me a new car. I need to buy me a new car, whatever that is. I've been talking about that for a while. And then so yesterday, you know, and I knew where I was going to go get it at. I've been looking at this car. I read my little research online. And so I got in the car because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do this now because I wanted to get some things done. And so I'm driving and I'm like, okay. And then I circled the dealership because I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go in, you know. Then I finally like, okay, you need to get this done. This was your project for Sunday, for Saturday. I'm sorry, for Saturday. This was your project, so go ahead and get it done, David. So I drive in, and he's like, the guy was like, what do you want? I'm like, well, I've been looking at this one. I talked to somebody on the phone the other day. I've done some research and test drove the car, and I'm like, oh wow. He's like, okay, when you want to pick it up? I'm like, can I call you back? And so, you know, of course they do the whole credit thing and everything. And then I had to go do a little work yesterday. I didn't want to, but I had to, which is really close to the dealership. And so then he called. He's like, so, Mr. Banks. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say y'all my name. Mr. David. It's too late now, right? Are you coming back to pick the tire up? You know, we got this all ready for you. We need you to come sign this paperwork. I'm like, yeah. So I went back over there. And then, because of course, I have my proof of income, and so I was trying to pull it up on the computer, forget my password. I'm like, oh, this is an omen. I shouldn't buy the car, you know. And so he wasn't there. He was test driving someone else, my salesperson. And so, as I'm getting back in my car to leave, he's like, hey, where are you going? You know, you got to come. I'm like, hey, I said, you tell you what, I know you guys are closed tomorrow. Let's just do this all on Monday morning. He's like, well, I'll have it picked up. I'll have it ready for you. It'll be sitting out front and you just pull your car right here and then we'll just sign the paperwork and you'll be off. I'm like, okay. You know, so now I have some trepidation about getting it tomorrow. Is that crazy? Because I know I need a car. You know, I know I need a new car because, you know, I tell you guys a lot that in the course of my job, I drive off a lot, you know, whether I'm driving out of town, driving around town, I drive off a lot. So, yeah, that's what's been going on. It's been a pretty low key weekend. I normally don't get these kind of weekends, and I really haven't been answering my work phone because I know it's been a lot of BS. So I just been hit ignore, which I'm not supposed to. Shh, don't tell anyone. it's been a low-key weekend. A lot of rain. So, but I hope you guys are doing well. Like I said, busy week coming up. Going to Holiday World on Friday. And then on Saturday, going to St. Louis for St. Louis Comic Con. So I have a lot of stuff going on. Then there's a lot of stuff in the middle in the course of work. So I'm like, ugh. You know. And welcome to the Thought Bubbles podcast. Who you guys will hear in a little bit. They left some very, 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 very funny voicemails. on my website. If you guys want to join in on the conversation, keep the conversation going, which is the name of tonight's podcast. You can always go to the 5x5.blogspot.com and the 5s are numeric, and then click the little button on the right-hand side that says voicemail. And you can leave a voicemail through your computer, and then I can listen to it. And when I tell you I heard Christine Elaine's voicemail, I was literally crying. And when I re-listened to them tonight, I was laughing so hard. It's the funniest thing in the world. They are hands down the funniest people I know. You know, and I know a lot of funny people. You know, and they are very funny. So you guys will hear those in a little bit. So if you want to give me your best call in, if you was calling into work and you wanted to give your best excuse, you know, use that voicemail button on the website and leave one, or, you know, leave a voicemail about anything you hear on any of the shows. You know, you can always check us out on the Facebook page, the 5x5 completely spelled out, facebook.com, the 5x5, or send me a tweet at the 5x5. And I'll get back with you or share something you guys share with me. But tonight, what are we talking about? We're going to talk about this whole new thing about the dad bod. And I think it comes with a lot of extra stuff, you know, because some of the things I've been reading, you know, it's kind of fat shaming in a way. But I don't know if this is a good way or not, but I'll read the article and I'll let you guys decide. And then my first Beyonce, she made an announcement this week, Janet Jackson. She has new music. She has new music coming out. There's been rumors that she had started working on something last summer. And then people have been grilling her like, do you have something coming out? No. And then she said, well, you'll know when you hear it from my mouth. And so we get that, and I'm going to play that for you as well. And probably a little gossip, and we have those voicemails we're going to listen to in a little bit. But I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for joining me here on Sunday, because like I said, I'm never here on a Sunday. But thank you for checking out the show whenever, wherever, however you listen to us, whether you listen to us live here on Spreaker, or you check us out on iTunes. I think it's another one, Stitcher and Outcast. I appreciate all of them. Gained a new follower today. So Thank you, guys. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all that and a little bit more. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Safe AM, about time to do it again. Sunshine today, I better make plans, cause it rained yesterday, but that was okay, can't complain. I love it either way, live it every day like it's my past. I refuse to be stuck in the past. People acting like machines, cause they're scared to live the dreams. Know that me, I just enjoy and celebrate. Enjoy the love we make. Enjoy, appreciate. Enjoy, just keep on doing it till my heart's content. And enjoy when someone smiles. Enjoy. So just enjoy the simple things. Enjoy the day life brings. Enjoy the song of sings. Enjoy. Just keep on doing it till your heart's content. And enjoy the gift of life. Enjoy. If you wanna find your paradise, do it now, never too late to try. Lose your inhibition, let your inspiration set you free. And just enjoy and celebrate. Enjoy the love we make. Enjoy, appreciate. Enjoy, just keep on doing.
Was my ringtone for at least 2 years, maybe even longer than that. That was Enjoy by Janet Jackson off the 20YO album. That was one of the songs that you wonder why you have these artists who have all these great cuts on an album, but you never hear them. They're either years ago when I was a younger person, you know, when they were still 45s, you had the B-side. You had the B-side of the album. It was a song that probably was never going to be a cut, or they had album cuts. And for me, that was one of the songs that should have been released off that album to make it better, because some of the songs on the album wasn't that good. But she's coming back. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. And I'm chatting with Elaine in the chat room about cars. And Susie Ormond will tell you not to buy a new car. She would have vetoed me if I was going to get a 2015 or a 2014 car. Vetoed. You're not approved. You know how she does that. And so I was very, very smart. Like I said, I looked around, you know, and you have to buy something that fits into your budget, which to me was economical for your lifestyle, which the car that I got, a Malibu, it's not a new one, but it's a newer one, but it's not a new one. I think you have to, you know, don't be stupid with stuff, because if I lost my job next week, I would still be able to pay for it. That's where I, with any other job. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, so I wouldn't do anything stupid. I'm not going to do that. Although they tried to get me. I'm like, nah, I know what my budget is. And then the salesperson finally was saying, he's like, yeah, that's very smart. He says, some people, you know, yeah, I'm not getting, I didn't want a car payment in the first place. So, I'm like, well, I don't want some crazy one. You know, where I'm sweating every time, you know, the notes do that. Okay, where I got to get some money to pay this note. You always fall into a trap when you go to these buy here, pay here places. So we'll never do that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Car is a car. They're a material thing. And I just needed to work and do what I need to do. I'm not trying to floss for nobody. I don't need the car to be on fleek. And what is fleek? Have y'all been hearing that saying? Eyebrows on fleek? I mean, I've aged out of all the cool terms. And my niece and my nephew, they love to make fun of me because I don't know what a lot of stuff. I just found out what that Nene dance was today. You know, I'm like, oh, that's what y'all been doing. You know, so I've aged out all that stuff. But I think I've been thinking about lately, because I'm tired of having such a sedentary lifestyle. And it's not sedentary. It's like sedentary when I'm home, because I'm so tired. I just want to sit my black ass down and watch television and veg out, or just sleep enough, get enough sleep so I have enough energy to get through the day the next day. So I'm going to start working on the weight thing, and because I'm getting out of control. I read something today, I don't know if I can find it, they were talking about how Mountain Dew is the worst, but everybody knew that. I've talked about Mountain Dew before, how Mountain Dew was the worst soft drink that you could ever drink, because of everything that's in it. Let's see. I thought it was on somebody's page, and I think Gary from the Weekly Rewind, my co-host, I co-host with him on the Weekly Rewind every Friday. It was on his page, and I was like, that's something to talk about. There's like 15 reasons why you shouldn't drink Mountain Dew, just when they re-released the Mountain Dew Baja Blast, right? And I'm like, oh, that's not cute. But the thing is, everybody knows that you shouldn't drink those type of soft drinks, because here it is. It says 15 reasons to stop drinking Mountain Dew, and I'll go through this really quick. It says Mountain Dew contains just about every bad food additive that you can cram into a soft drink, and then some, from GMOs to chemicals that are designed to fireproof other materials. There is almost, there's almost nothing beneficial for your body in a can of Mountain Dew. Here are the top 15 reasons out of 100 or so that they could find to stop drinking Mountain Dew. So this is going to be on my list for a lot of things. Dental health. They say Mountain Dew has more acid in it with a pH level of 3, and a battery acid only has a pH level of 1. what the crap? I was going to say something else. And then, of course, acid erodes the enamel on your teeth. But if it's going to erode the enamel on your teeth, what's it doing to the rest of your body? Infertility is number two. Mountain Dew itself may not be the direct culprit, but the BPA plastic bottles that it's sold in are known to cause severe hormone imbalances. BPA actually mimics estrogen in the body, which causes all sorts of medical problems. Combine BPA plastic and the acidity of Mountain Dew, and you've got a combination that is ripe with health problem causing chemicals. Crazy. So they try to say I can turn to a woman. Maybe that's what Bruce Jenner's doing. He's drinking a lot of Mountain Dew out of BPA. Too soon? Anyhow, number three, bad marketing. Mountain Dew is marketed as some kind of super fuel. I've noticed on some of the bottles they'll say super energy or super fuel on it. They market it towards impressionable young consumers, and it's done quite recklessly, the article says. Kids are made to believe that if you drink Mountain Dew, their ability to do things like play video games and play sports will be enhanced. The truth is, Mountain Dew is more likely to make them sick instead of enhancing performance. Number four, diabetes. Everybody should know that diabetes. Mountain Dew has the most sugar one of the most sugar contents out of any soft drink that's on the market. Obesity. That just goes on with it. So much sugar, 299 calories, 77 grams of carbohydrates, BVO, brominated vegetable oil, is an ingredient that is found in Mountain Dew that is actually banned in several countries. I mean, so why is it good for us to drink it when other places are like, you don't bring that stuff over here? But have you noticed the glass bottles? I think they have like real sugar in it and still that high fructose corn syrup. The glass bottle, if you buy the glass bottles in the stores, you'll get real sugar versus the artificial sugar. Number seven, severe nerve disorder, skin lesions, memory loss, and muscle problems. That's why I'm forgetting everything. No, I don't think that's my reason, but according to Environmental Health News, after a few extreme soda binges, not too far from what many gamers regularly consume, a few patients have needed medical attention for skin lesions, memory loss, and nerve disorders, all symptoms of overexposure to bromine. Other studies suggest that BVO could build up in the human tissue, just like other brominated compounds such as flame retardants. Number 11, it can dissolve a mouse. I'm not even going to go there. 12, thyroid issues. It wears your thyroid out by competing with the natural iodine in our blood needed to make hormones. Number 13, GMO ingredients. The corn used to make high fructose corn soup, and I said that, syrup, and soybeans used to make the brominated vegetable oil from Mountain Dew are both major GMO high production crops. The worst of the GMO crops, to be exact. 14, preservatives. Sodium benzoate and a common preservative along with BVO and acids in Mountain Dew react with the natural vitamin C in citrus juice used and actually makes it a carcinogen. I mean, this is poison, people. And I've had two Mountain Dews today. Kind of mess. And number 15, dyes. Yellow dyes in soft drinks like Mountain Dew are actually made with coal tar. It is the one single most toxic thing that you can ingest. All I can say is it tastes good. It tastes good. Is that shady? I mean, is that shady? Anyhow, I just thought that was something interesting that I kind of seen earlier today. And I'm like, oh, if I can find it, I wanted to talk about it. But that brings us to, you know, what everybody seems to be talking about. And I guess it goes with weight gain and stuff like that, is the dad bod. Dad bod, what is it? Why is everyone suddenly talking about it? The term dad bod was virtually absent from American conversation until April 30th, when a 19-year-old Clemson sophomore named Mackenzie Pearson penned a story in the Clemson Odyssey titled Why Girls Love the Dad Bod. Her argument was counterintuitive, suggesting that women are more attracted to men whose physiques reflect a nice balance between a beer gut and working out than they are to hunks with washboard abs. But somehow the idea caught on and the story quickly began to go viral. It was only a matter of time before dad bod was being discussed by the New York Magazine, GQ, the Washington Post, and more. The implication of the dad bod, it turns out, hit on something. Responses to Pearson's assertion that women don't want a guy that makes us feel insecure about our bodies. And her theorem that standing next to a guy who's physically fit is enough to do that. Begin appearing online most instantly. Some people debated Whether having a dad bod should be a source of pride or shame, while others express concern about the role dad bod plays in our views on male and female body image. See, I don't like the whole idea of it because it's just another label. Well, people can use to make you fit into the idea look or the idea idea on what beauty is or what healthy is or what fit is. You know, I don't see them talking about the pizza bod because I got one of those. You know, so am I not equally as attractive? Because I think some of the things that the response I was reading, like, don't confuse the dad bod with a fat slob. And I'm like, seriously? Seriously, I think I've told the story before. When I lived in Atlanta, I was at one of the hipper nightclubs, and they, I won't mention the name. And, you know, a lot of the fitter, I would say, younger crowd goes that I never liked the bar to start with because I've always been curvaceous. And I remember walking past this guy who is about 4'2", right? And he's like, oh, this must be Fat Boy Night or something. Now, you know, you never want to go to jail when you're away from home, right? So I'm like, oh boy, I will snatch you up in this club, you know, but it's like stuff like that. And I think it just kind of lends itself because now I'm going to say this, the gays, us gays, with the whole body image and body type. And, you know, and I've said this 1,000 times before, we love labels. We love to put people in groups. We love to say, well, you fit this group, but not this group. We like to put you, you know, you might be a twink, but you can't be a bear, but you might be a bear, but you're not a jock and or a gym bunny and all that stuff. That gets on my damn nerves. Although I would say, if I was attracted to a particular type, I would say I would probably be attracted to a dad bod, because my thing is I'm not gonna stay. And I see where the author, the girl who started this, where she would say that with somebody who's so physically fit, you know, standing next to them can be a little intimidating, or even if you're dating them, and they can be a great person. But I think it has more to do with yourself than it has to do with the body type that you're dating or the body type that you're married to. It's just, it has more to do. So take a little more pride in how you look. And because I've seen big girls who own it. Yeah, I'm curvy, and they look just as fierce as some of these, what Monique said, these skinny bitches that you need to knock upside the head because they're hungry. You know, so then that. But anyhow, the article goes on to say is, what is a dad bod? Dad bod is a male body type that best described as softly round. It's built upon the theory that once a man has found a mate and fathered a child, he doesn't need to worry about maintaining a sculpted physique. If human bodies were cuts of meat, the dad bod would skew more marbled rib eye than filet mignon. Or if human bodies were sea animals, dad bod would be more like a grazy manatee than a speedy dolphin. The dad bod is more mudslide than mountain, more soft serve than sorbet, more sad trombone than clarinet, more mashed potatoes than skinny fry. Isn't that ironic? The dad bod is built for comfort. Essentially, the dad bod there's a little something of human body types. And while the idea of worshiping a body type, especially one as openly low effort as dad bod, might strike some as strange, even alarming, there are people out there who believe the dad bod is sexy. So even this article is saying that there are some people who think that's sexy. Why can't it be sexy? That's what gets me. You know, that's the whole thing. So do you have a dad bod? I don't have it. I have a piece of work bod. I'm sorry. You know, I have a ice cream dream bod, let me tell you. But they gave some examples of dad bod. This is John Hamm, as you know, from Mad Men. Seth Rogen, before he was in Guardians of the Galaxy. No, yeah. No, was he in Guardians? No, who's that in Guardians of the Galaxy? Not Seth Rogen. He was in Neighbors. What else? Let's see. The guy who is in the lead actor in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he was kind of soft before he became a Marvel superhero. That guy. They said, but the mom bod is not the same. The world the world has yet to see a celebration of mom bods that mimics society's newfound celebration of dad bods. In recent years, the major trend stories involving mom bods have generally mom bods, say that a thousand times real fast, have generally focused on how famous moms have lost weight right after giving birth. So if you have a dad bod in your life, don't say it to him because it's not really nice. But appreciate his curves, but it's okay if you don't have none. if you have more than a dad bod, if you have like a Chris Farley bod or what's the guy that used to play on Roseanne, John Goodman bod, or who else, or what's that one boy that's on Blackish now? Him, you know, I'm all about you need to be healthy, which I want to be healthier, but you know, don't give us more labels that we're trying to fit into, because I just think it makes more people more depressed. On that note, when we come back, we're going to talk about these voicemails I got from the Thought Bubbles podcast. None of you guys have ever heard that song, ever. That was the B-side of either Nasty or What Have You Done For Me Lately on the Control album by Janet Jackson. So But, you know, it's a song about stalking when you think about it. He does know that I'm alive. I'll call him up and hang up the phone and I go by his house. Girl, she must have been stalking James DeBarge at the time. Remember when they was dating and he went on drugs and all that stuff? Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. And Elaine from the Thought Bolts Podcast, she was telling me that the person I was trying to think of in the dad bod segment was Chris Pratt. That's who it is. And he definitely has a dad. Well, he used to have a dad bod. He's a Marvel superhero now. So, but, you know, either way, it doesn't matter. You know, no more labels. You know, just call me PHAT. But don't say it to my face. Because I ain't having it. Well, you know, last week I was talking about, and I want to say a quick shout out. You know, when we have, a lot of us have these podcasts and you get the statistics and you see who's listened to your show so you can target a different demographic. I don't know how many of you other podcasters do that, or you put it in a different place or use a different hashtag just to get more exposure. And so I was looking at statistics the other day from the last six, well, with the 7 months, 7 months, 30 days, and 6 months. And whoever, and I think it's Tim in Alaska from the Pride 48 Network, and hopefully this year I'll be participating. I haven't got the dates on it, but I want to do the live event like I did last year. But anyhow, somebody, the people at Anchorage, Alaska love me, obviously, because that's where most of the listens come from, is Anchorage, Alaska, and then several places in the United States, and then Canada. And then the Philippines and a lot of like foreign, Russia and places like that, which is really interesting. Well, shout out to Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you, gurus. But anyhow, you know, last week I was talking about how a lot of my staff that work for me, they'll call in with some of the most crazy excuses why not to come to work. You know, I've never been a person that never went to work. I always went to work. I always did my job. I'm there when I'm supposed to be there. You know, now a little different. You know, I pretty much make my own schedule. I only get my work done, and I work from home a lot. But regardless of all that, go to work. If you got to go punch clock and you're supposed to be there a certain time, you need to be there. Or, you know, you're calling in sick and stuff. That just gets on my nerves. Because there have been plenty of times I went to work sick. So I don't want to hear your excuses. But I was talking about last week. It's funny, yesterday I get an excuse from somebody who wanted to go home. And they're talking to me on the phone. And they're doing all this kind of fake call. Now, well, I'm going to say it could have been fake. It could have been real. I'm thinking it's fake. And they're coughing in the, you know, into the phone and everything. And, you know, if they could have seen my face, they would have stopped. Because it was all on my face. You know, like my blood sugar was getting low. And they were saying, oh, I'm having an asthma attack, so I got to go home. I said, okay. So correct me if I'm wrong. If you have asthma, don't you take your like inhalers or stuff with you to work? Shouldn't you take inhalers and stuff? So in case that happens, that's the reason for them. I don't know. I'm not asthmatic. I really don't know any asthmatics. I know it can be dangerous, so I'm not saying that. But all that, it just seems a little... Anyhow. But so, my friends from the Thought Bubbles Podcast, Christine Lane, they thought they would send me voicemails. So like I said, if you want to send me a voicemail, go to the 5by5.blogspot.com. T-H-E, the number 5, B-Y, the number 5. blogspot.com, and you can leave a voicemail, any voicemail, anything, but you can give me your best call off from work excuse. And so these are the two that I got from Kristen and Elaine. We'll do Elaine's first. And when I tell you these are hilarious, they're hilarious. Here's Elaine's.
Hey, oh man, I was in a fight last night with some rabid kangaroos and I was punched in the ovaries. And now it feels like there's a hurricane brewing in the Red Sea. I just don't think I can make it.
I mean, rabbit kangaroos. This is something my employees would use, you know. And then the whole punch in the ovaries thing. Who says that? No one but Elaine. and there's a hurricane in the Red Sea. I mean, when I tell you when I heard that I died, you know, hashtag dead, because it was that funny. And so Chris was equally as funny, and here's his.
Ow. Don't touch it. So I don't think I'm going to be into work today because I'm out on the way to the hospital because I was getting ready, and I tripped, and I landed on my Loki pop figure and impaled his horn in my nutsack. So I'm going to go get that removed and maybe get some stitches. And then maybe I'll see if I can come in because I'm a trooper. Bye.
Ooh, child. You know what? Y'all should take y'all show on the road because that is the funniest things I have ever heard. And if anybody calls me and they've hurt a pop figure, I would lose my mind, especially a Loki one. That can't be good. But those those were the two voicemails I got this week. And when I tell you, I will play those throughout, you know, the season on the 5x5 podcast because those are hilarious. Send me more, the5x5.blogspot.com. Chris and Lane, you guys are welcome to send me additional ones if you want to because those were hilarious. If you want the audio, I will send you guys the audio. Maybe you guys can use it on your podcast. good stuff. So I can't stop laughing. It's too funny. Those horns are dangerous. Yes, obvious. Clearly they are. You know, they're dangerous for nut sacks, and kangaroos are dangerous to ovaries. We didn't know. earlier this week, A couple days ago, and I had been talking about this. I had heard that Janet was back in the studio, ready to record or recording new music. And then the other day, I was playing some old music, going through some Janet Jackson, and then miraculously, a friend of mine on Facebook put an announcement from Janet, and I thought it was one of these fan made things. And then I'm like, wait a minute, he mentioned Jimmy Jam, Conversations in the Cafe. I think this was going to be the name of the album. So for all you, if anybody who knows me from high school, I was a Janet Jackson fiend. My whole wall, one wall in my bedroom was all Janet Jackson pictures. Well, see, I had everybody fooled because they thought I wanted to date Janet. Little did they know I wanted to be Janet. Yes, it's not really, although I do know all the dance steps to The Pleasure Principle, Control, Miss You Much, all of them, even If, I admit, all of them, Escapade, y'all don't got nothing on me. I don't know if I can still do them, though. I'm older now, but and so they put this announcement on, I'm like, Janet, and Conversations in the Cafe, and I'm like, she's coming out with a new album, and it's good. I think it's going to be another socially conscious album. From some of the tweets, you know, Kathy Ireland tweeted, Jimmy Jam tweeted, of course, Janet tweeted, and there's going to be a tour this year. We're already in 2015, so the album's supposedly going to drop in July, but that's because there's promo stuff that's been popping up at places like FYE, I think, Walmart or somewhere else had promo stuff that said coming soon, Janet Jackson 2015. So I think they already know. I think the album's, I think it's already done. I think it's going to start being shipped. I think she's going to pull a Beyonce and it's just going to show up, which I don't know how I feel about that, but hey, it's Janet Jackson. Although the last few outings, the last one was Discipline. Before that was 20YO. They haven't been really successful. They haven't had the hits. But here's the announcement that was shared on Vimeo, of all places, that Janet Jackson had to say about the new music coming in 2015.
I promised you'd hear it from my lips, and now you will. This year, new music, new world.
Now, if that's one of the tracks, if that's music from a track, it sounds pretty hot. You know, that was very groovy, very Janet. I don't know. So what do you guys think about the new music that's coming from Janet Jackson? Is she too old to be in the game? She did this on her birthday, which was the 16th. Is she too old to be in the game? I'm always going to be a Janet fan. You know, I think that was the very first album that I purchased myself with my own money. You know, your parents give you money. This is on my own money, where I got for my birthday. So I remember buying Control when I was in high school. And then I remember, I was talking to a friend today about how, you know, the lyrics to Control says, when I was 17, I did what people told me, did what my father said, and let my mother mold me. That was my anthem. And I'd be going around the house singing Control, talking about they couldn't tell me what to do and stuff. And my mom is like, little boy, you need to stop playing that song because Janet Jackson's ready to get you an ass whooping. You know, and you can go live with her, you know, so I had to tone that down, but it didn't stop my love. And I just loved her even more through Rhythm Nation. My very first concert ever that I paid for myself was the Rhythm Nation 1814 concert that I went with my sister and Darling Nikki, that used to co-host with me here on the 5x5. But we've talked about that. That's in one of the archival archival shows here on the 5x5. We went to that concert, the very first, and then the second Janet Jackson concert I went to with Darling Nikki again, and then the other three or four was Louisville, I think Nashville, and then in Atlanta. But I'm always going to be a Janet Jackson fan. You know, you have those moments when you need music, you know, and your music is your escape, and Janet Jackson was my escape, you know. Back then, from being bullied in high school, from my sexuality, with the Velvet Rope, you know, that's when I really start coming out, and all those songs that kind of made me, helped make me who I am today. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you know, it was somebody who I absolutely adored, and if I have anything other than comic books and stuff that I fanboy about, it was Janet Jackson. I was a stan way back in the day, way before Beyonce even came on the scene. And I still will probably choose Janet over Beyonce. If there was a concert and they was having it on the same night, I would go to the Janet Jackson concert. I love Beyonce. You know, I would try to get that Beyonce concert later in the week. But on her birthday, she gave a gift. The singer who celebrated her 49th, Janet's not that close to me in age. I don't know why she's playing. On Saturday, made a very exciting announcement for her fans. Jackson tweeted a video featuring the inside of a recording studio, which included a voiceover from the star herself. I promise you'd hear it from my lips, and now you will. This year, new music, new world tour, a new movement. I've been listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Though it's not clear what the new movement is, the announcement is great news for fans who have been waiting a long time. It's been 7 years since the pop star's last studio album, Discipline, was released. So, but yeah, she kind of broke Twitter yesterday on the 16th because everybody was talking about it, and everybody's really happy. You know, all the kids, quote-unquote gays, they are ready for some Janet music. And I think it's a good time, you know. There's no female act out there really killing it. You know, Madonna made a resurgence this year. You know, Beyonce, you know, she's going to be on to the next thing here pretty soon. Britney, yeah. Mariah's on the Billboard Music Awards tonight, missing notes. You know, who else is there? You know, who else is there? So it's a perfect time for Janet to kind of slide in there and give us what we've been missing. But anyhow, we're going to take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition, our special edition of the 5x5 podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget, if you haven't, if you haven't followed the Facebook page, go to facebook.com/5x5 and give us a like, give us a follow. Thank you guys. We'll be right back.
This is a summer of love.
Stop now. Don't stop now. Come on, the beat don't stop till the break of dawn.
You know, that is the longest song in the world. It's another B-side by Janet Jackson, and on and on. You know, you can find every song of Janet Jackson on iTunes. Buy them like I did. And I'm going to go ahead and take out tonight, and Janet will take us out for the next minute or so. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Podcast. Remember, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. Eleanor Roosevelt. You guys have a great week. Send me a voicemail. I'll see you next time. Good night. Bye.